I'm here in downtown Denver, right inside of the kitchen at Tag Restaurant with executive chef and owner Troy Gard. Good to see you.
What's up?
Now, Troy, you have a very busy week coming up. You'll be headed to San Francisco. You're cooking some very, very delicious cuisine for everyone there one of the largest stages in the world at Super Bowl 50's Taste of the NFL.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Well,
pumped up.
All 32 NFL teams are represented by a hometown chef during the event, which this season marks its 25th anniversary. And now, Troy, you'll be representing our Denver Broncos. How excited are you about that?
It is so lucky. Super Bowl 50, Taste of the NFL 25, and the Broncos. It's a good omen.
Couldn't get any better than that. Yeah. Now, you said that you've been doing this Taste of the NFL experience for quite some time now.
6 or 7 years, I can't remember. And it's just been a great camaraderie, good team effort by all coming together, all football chefs coming together in the cities, and we're going to throw down some mean food too.
All right. Well, talking about mean food, what are you going to be cooking for us today?
So I wanted to do something that's part of Colorado. So okay. We wanted something a little bit different. So we're doing Colorado lamb neck. It's braised for 4 hours. It's super tender, tasty. And then we have these handmade gnocchis, which are like potato dumplings. Mm. And then this puree and roasted carrots. It's divine.
All right.
To try some?
Yeah, let's get started.
All right. Always start off with a hot pan, smoking. And these are the dumplings, the potato gnocchis. Mm-hmm. We flavored them with some herbs. That's why they're kind of green. We have leeks cooked in butter, and we have grilled onions. We're actually just going to throw that all together. So I think it goes really well with lamb and braised meats. So we're just going to put that puree right in here. That looks really nice and comforting, you know?
Absolutely. For every $25 that's donated, at least 200 meals are provided for hunger relief.
Which is amazing.
It's incredible. The Taste of the NFL, over its first 24 years, has raised $22 million. And the proceeds from this event actually go back to the NFL cities, then, you know, to benefit their food banks, to benefit hunger relief in those cities. And it's a lot about amazing food and very talented people in the culinary business, but it's also about giving back.